With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Something's going on in Iowa, and it could circle around to affect western states. The Center for Food Safety and Mercy for Animals are calling on Iowa's governor to veto a controversial bill that could make some retailers sell battery-caged eggs whether they want to or not. The law could require grocery stores to sell conventional eggs from hens raised in battery cages if they also sell specialty eggs with labels such as cage-free and free-range. Cody Carlson is an attorney with Mercy for Animals and says he believes forcing private businesses to sell a specific product is really unprecedented.
For years, the factory farm lobby has opposed any animal protection laws by saying, well, the market should decide. We don't need laws. You know, consumers and retailers can decide this for themselves. And now that the market is deciding, they no longer want the market to decide. The market isn't deciding in their favor, and so they don't like it anymore.
Supporters say consumers should have a low-cost choice for protein, and a dozen cage-free or free-range eggs can cost twice as much as conventional eggs from factory farms.
And these are companies like McDonald's and Walmart and Dollar Tree. These are very cost-conscious companies, so they've just recognized that confining chickens in a cage where they can barely move for their entire life is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable for the animals. It's not acceptable for consumers.
States that restrict battery cages already include California, Washington, and Oregon. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.